We're so happy you came to join us tonight. I just want to share a few words with you tonight and then be on your way to be with family. And we really enjoy it when you come here and do this tradition with us that we've been doing for, well, I know for myself, over 20 some odd years. And so I really enjoy coming here and spending this night with you. I want to focus on Luke chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. And there's a little spot in here that I want to talk about. It says in there that she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Other translations will say there was no room in the inn. Guest room is a little more of an accurate translation, but that's okay. It doesn't really matter. The point is there was no room. There was a census going on, and there was no room. So these other translations will say guest room, and that's just being picky when we read scripture. Whether it was an inn, whether it was a guest room, it doesn't really matter what it was. The fact is, everything in town had no room. And when you think about it, Mary and Joseph, whether they were staying with relatives, whether there was an innkeeper, it doesn't really matter. But where they were staying would be with the animals because there was no room. And so Mary laid Joseph, didn't lay Joseph. Maybe she did earlier because he was so tired. But Mary, all the work of birth, he's just exhausted. Mary laying Jesus in a manger, in a feeding trough, would be something that she would have to do because there was nothing else. And so that's where they stayed. And so it's not a bad thing, it's just that's where the animals were, and because there was no room. But I want to, if we take the story and say there was an innkeeper, or whether it was a relative or whoever that was, and go from there, I want us to kind of take it from that perspective of the person who gave them the room, the place for Mary and Joseph to stay. Whoever allowed them to stay did the best they could with the situation that they were put in for Mary and Joseph. So if somebody comes over to your house and you're full and you have nowhere for them to stay, and you go, well, we've got the garage. I mean, that's probably a really bad example from all the carbon monoxide, but it's bad. Or an unfinished basement where they're in the corner and it's just, you know, wet and nasty, and you know that, you know, the 4-foot crawl space that sometimes floods. But this person did the best they could. And so they placed them in that spot. They showed compassion. And that's something that we don't see a lot today. I don't know if you've seen the news lately, but I don't see a lot of compassion happening in the news. Have you seen? Anybody watch any of these news things? CNN, Global, doesn't matter what station. There's not a ton of compassion. But around Christmas time, compassion seems to be something where people are like, oh, I'm willing to do something about this issue over here. And then January 1st comes along and their memberships to the gym start up and they're like, hey, I got to work out. I don't have time for compassion. I got to work on me. It's me time. Because we spend a lot of time focusing on ourselves. So I want to focus on what compassion is about. But before we can really look at and know what compassion is, we kind of need to look and see what it is not. What compassion is not. Compassion is not empathy. Okay, we can get them mixed up. Empathy is you feel what that person is feeling. You have empathy for them. Something bad happens, you come up to them, you feel their pain. Maybe you've experienced it before, or maybe you're just really tuned in and you know about people's feelings and you just absorb their feelings and you're like, I feel this with you. And so you feel that. Or it could be that you feel the same amount of excitement for someone. We all see movies at this time of year where they talk about a Christmas wedding and there's always the jealous bridesmaid. She doesn't have empathy for her friend. She's not excited. She's not getting into it because she's jealous. But there's always another friend that's so excited about the wedding, that's jacked about it and so ready to help and do everything they can to make this wedding happen. That's empathy. That's empathy. Compassion is not sympathy. Sympathy is when you can understand what the other person is feeling, but you're not feeling what they feel. So someone could be in a t- tough situation. And sympathy is, oh, that looks difficult. You want a coffee? Want a sandwich? It doesn't really do anything. It's just, oh, I see that there's something there. Sympathy's okay. There's nothing wrong with sympathy. But it doesn't really do anything. You can understand it. Oh, okay. I see you're in a strange situation. Interesting. And then you move on. And so that's, sympathy's okay, but you don't feel it. Compassion is the willingness to relieve the suffering of another person. If you're willing to do something about it, that's compassion. That's concern and care and action in place. You see, we can have empathy, which is great. I feel for you. I care. Sympathy is, I understand. Thank you. That's great. Compassion comes in and actually does something about it. You actually do something about it when you show compassion. How many times in your life have you confused? Don't put your hands up. I'm not a Catholic priest. I'm not taking any kind of confessions tonight. But how many times have you had sympathy? And how many times have you had empathy, but you've had no compassion? But you didn't have it. It wasn't there. I feel for you. I get it. Sympathy. You know, there's a lot of times we can have it in life. And I don't want to give any examples because Michelle got mad at me. So I'm not going to say any family examples. But sympathy, empathy are great. But when they become compassion, that's when empathy and sympathy and a call to action come together and you do something about it. Something happens. You feel the pain. You recognize their pain and then you do something about it. The person, you see, the person who gave space, who made room for Mary and Joseph, they had compassion. They saw the situation, they felt for them, and they gave them something. They did something about it. They saw a need, they did something. You see, Christmas is a great example of what we are to be like today and every day. Not just at Christmas. When January 1st comes around and that gym membership kicks into business and you're like, okay, I'm going, it's time to show compassion. You know how you show compassion? Well, you let somebody in line. That's compassion. You see somebody cuts you and you let them in. Because you don't know what their day's like. You don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know what's happening. Have you been to the stores this Christmas? Have you seen acts of compassion or chaos? I'm telling you, I walked by. I had to get one thing from the mall the other day, a quick run out. I parked as far away as I could and a light jog in. I'm like, hey, might as well get something out of this. Got to the inside and all I could hear were screaming babies because they were so happy to see Santa. It wasn't that. It was a nightmare. Line up. They left it a little late. Could have got there a little early. And people were running around, and I just held the door. I opened up the door, and I realized there was this gentleman coming. There's a whole bunch of people coming. I was really holding it for him, but people got in on it. I said, you know, whatever. Being a nice guy, I said, sure, you can. I'll just stand here. And so I opened the door, waiting for this elderly gentleman who's taking his time, and I'm like, I'm going to wait for him while other people are cutting in. And I didn't want to say, hey, I'm not holding it for you. Well, for that guy over there. He's the guy I want to hold it for. Look at him. He looked awesome. I liked what was going on with him. He's just an older guy. Looked good. And so I'm like, I don't know, but he was slow. So I'm like, hey. So he came, finally got there after all these people. Compassion. I let these people through. See, they could have opened their own door. Some young guys walking in there. It's like, open your own door. No. I let them through. Because it didn't matter. Like, maybe they're in a rush. Maybe they had to get in there. Maybe they had to buy something. Maybe they're late for whatever. But I tried to make it so that I could understand how they were feeling and just let them go. And eventually, you know, 20 minutes later, I could let the door close. It wasn't that long. But the gentleman came, and you know what? He gave me something that I honestly still remember his face. He just said, "Thank you so much." It wasn't a big deal. And I'm not telling you this so I can get something out of it, but it was really neat to see his, I can see his face still, and he was just big smile. He's like, "Oh, thank you so much," right? Because you could tell he's like, "This is Christmas and I got to get in here and get out of here." And he just had a rough go and everybody, but compassion is just feeling for them and then doing something about it. It's an everyday thing you can do. Have you ever been in a lineup where somebody comes in and the person at the till goes, "Who's next?" And you just go, "They can go." Even though you know you're next, it's like they seem like they need to go, you let them go. Those are the everyday ways we can show compassion. Obviously, there's bigger areas, there's better examples that you probably have in your own life where you can do that. But when you're at the dinner table, when you're at home, when you're with family this Christmas, those times, can you put yourself in their shoes, feel for them, understand them, and then do something about it, show some compassion? That's what we really need to be doing. And when we look at the story of Jesus, there's so many parts of it where compassion was shown. Not just from the person who gave the room, but the person of God. God showed compassion and love to us. He didn't just say, "You know what? You guys screwed up in the Garden of Eden. You know what? You want to blame the wife. Wife, you know, you're going to get blamed anyways because he just keeps blaming you. So you want to do that? Then you need to suffer the consequences." God didn't just leave it and say, "I'm done with this." He showed compassion and he sent his son for us. And that's what Christmas is about, compassion and love. And if we can be that way every day, all the time, all throughout the year, how much better will our world be? How much better will things be in your own life? Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. Doesn't mean it's going to be great. But it's going to be better because you're showing love and compassion. Compassion. And you're doing something about it. And so when you leave here tonight, I want you to think about how you can show more compassion in everything you do. Whatever that may be. Because, you know, you've heard it before. Preachers will say, "God sent his only son, Jesus, to die on a cross for you." And guess what? Yes, he did. That was all part of the plan. But they don't always say that he did it because of compassion. Because God cares so much. A father letting his own son on the cross laid it all out and did something about it. Ask God now. What are you going to do about whatever it is he's put in your path? Whatever it is. Start with the little things. You know, exercising any type of thing, you need to do it on a regular basis. So if you want to exercise compassion, you need to start small. You need to start small and you start working towards it. Then you start to understand why. Take yourself out of it. We've talked all year about how church is not about you. Christianity is not about you. It's about showing the love that Jesus Christ did for us. In the end, on the cross. But this season, God gave his son to us because of love and compassion. We have to be exactly like that. We have to show love and we have to show that compassion. And you know what? This church is fantastic for that. This church does stuff that get things done. When you walk out these doors tonight, look up before you go. It'll say go and be. The reason why it says go and be is because we want you to go out there and be the church. What is the church? The church is the body of Christ. Christ was the one God sent who showed compassion and love for us to pay for everything. Guess what? We're to be like him. And we're to show that as we go out there. So this Christmas, start now. Start tonight when you leave. Show compassion, show love, and just pour Jesus into everything you can possibly do. Help a mother with a crying baby or something. Right? Huh? Have you ever had a baby? I never personally had a baby, but I had a baby. Help them out. Help someone out. Show compassion and do something about it.